Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 25th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, eyes opportunity at crossroads of fintech innovation, lending demand. Alternative lenders like Favo Capital are stepping in to fill the gap left by traditional banks, reshaping the small business lending market. With policymakers emphasizing small business financing and digital platforms changing borrower access, Favo is leveraging technology and a strong leadership team to meet market demand. The company's technology-focused lending model, including a proprietary CRM platform, is key to efficient underwriting and maintaining borrower relationships in real time. Favo Capital offers personalized finance solutions to small and medium-sized businesses, aiming to be efficient, flexible, and durable in the financial ecosystem.
Tech Media Breaks, Titan Partners Group LLC leads $200 million private placement for quantum computing, NASDAQ QT. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is leading a $200 million private placement for quantum computing Inc., NASDAQ QUBT. The offering includes the sale of 14,035,089 shares of common stock to institutional investors at $14.25 per share. Quantum Computing plans to use the funds for commercialization, strategic acquisitions, and general corporate needs. Titan Partners, with a team of experienced financial professionals, specializes in providing strategic and financial advisory services to emerging growth companies and their investors. For more information, visit TitanPartnersGRP.com.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, reports record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reported record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. The company's Q4 revenue rose 76% year-over-year to $75.1 million, with operating cash flow reaching $30.7 million, nearly tripling the previous year. Even after investing $13 million into growth projects, Silvercorp added $14.5 million to cash, ending the fiscal year with $369.1 million in cash and short-term investments. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, closed out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in both revenue and operating cash flow. Revenue for Q4 reached $75.1 million, a 76% increase compared to the same quarter last year, driven by higher production volumes and stronger realized prices across key metals. Expecting turbulent times through 2025. Check out Direction's upcoming webinar to help find trading opportunities. Join Direction for an online webinar on June 26th at 11 a.m. ET to learn how to use leveraged and inverse ETFs to benefit from market volatility. The webinar will provide insights on managing and profiting from market uncertainty, with a deep dive into practical strategies for optimizing your portfolio. Direction's experts will discuss leveraging these ETFs during turbulent times and offer tips on navigating ongoing trade policy developments and consumer sentiment. Whether you're new to trading or a seasoned pro, this webinar can help you capitalize on market volatility using leveraged and inverse ETFs. Don't miss this opportunity to level up your trading knowledge and succeed during volatile times.
Near-term production assets gain traction amid historic gold price surge. Gold prices have surged past historic levels, with experts predicting prices could reach as high as $4,000 within the next 12 to 18 months. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian producer, stands out with a fully permitted gold mill in Canada's top gold region, offering investors exposure to the ongoing rally. Other key players in the gold mining sector include Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold, and West Red Lake Gold Mines Limited. Network Newswire is a leading financial news platform providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for private and public companies. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Ford warns of possible battery job losses if U.S. EV tax credits are scrapped. Ford Motor has warned of potential job losses at its EV battery plant in Michigan if Congress reduces subsidies for clean energy products. The plant, set to open next year, plans to hire 1,700 employees. Changes in the budget could disadvantage Ford and other companies compared to China. This news may also impact companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, eyeing the U.S. battery industry. Stay tuned for more updates from Rocks and Stocks, a platform providing insights into the mining industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.